Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity.
You are listening now live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. This Monday, May 7th, 2012, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this worshiping temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritual Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. So do continue to join and support in this square circle of gods and goddesses at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the power launch here on Blog Talk Radio. Hoodoo, New Orleans, Voodoo Secrets, and Recipes with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than happy to assist you momentarily. Remember, I can be reached utilizing various means by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also follow me and connect with me by way of Twitter, The Divine Prince, and also by way of Facebook.com/ The Divine Prince. I can be emailed, TheDivinePrince@Facebook.com. There you also find links back to my fan page, my YouTube page, my Multiply, High Five, and all the other 380-something social networks that are within my network that I am connected to, have an active profile with. And I greatly do appreciate those of you who do also join these sites and help us to keep hoodoo and New Orleans and voodoo, traditional African-based religious practices, alive. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Five Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, my live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 and I will answer your call. We are talking about Africans born in America in ATR. For those of you who don't understand, ATR means traditional African-based religion, African traditional religious system. We are justified by fire. We are justified by survival. We are justified by spirit, and we are justified by our ancestors. And today we will talk about the trial and the tribulation unique only to the African in America. Many of us romanticize, dream about, conceptualize, consider being African and practicing these traditions in various parts of our world. And the processes by which we initiate into these traditions. And I'm here to bring to you the understanding today that being born into this system that is America, and surviving this system that is America, is an initiation unto itself. We have overcome many obstacles, many trials, many tribulations, many barriers that people in other parts of the world profess not to have, or profess to have, but in a very different scenario than that which we live under and have lived under here in America since the first slave came to shore. So our very survival is an initiatory process within ourselves. We have already graduated to the next level. Now, this doesn't mean we don't need to be official. This doesn't mean we don't need to study, need to learn, become a part, an active part of these communities. And these communities exist, not just here in New Orleans. They exist in New York, they exist in Atlanta, they exist in Florida, and many parts of our country. Maybe not of the same size, maybe not of the same activity, but they exist. And all they require is your willing commitment to the tradition. You see a hole that needs to be filled, fill that hole. We've got to move away from the complaint. That has become a game unto itself, a distraction unto itself. So we will return with more African born in America into ATR. Today, justified by fire, trial, and tribulation. I will be forward momentarily, always in peace. A blessing. Thank you. is indeed a blessing. I am grateful and thankful for each and every one of you now present with me for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, Voodoo, Secrets, and Recipes with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here in this beautiful, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Before I move forward, I am going to go to area code 414 on the phone lines. Your hand is raised. How may I assist you?
Hi, I was just calling. I wanted to get some feedback. I listened to you, but I just wanted to call in today to see if there was possibly for you to check for messages for me regarding energies around me.
Okay, now say that again. You broke up just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I was calling in today because I wanted to see what you were led to receive regarding energies around me left from a former mate of mine.
Okay, now I'm seeing two things in particular. And
okay.
I'm being led to be cautious, and I'm not quite sure why, because I'm just now tapping into your situation. And you may already know why. But you've put yourself at some risk with this individual. I would definitely be sure that I'm okay. I think you know what I mean. I'm going to accept the mm-hmm as you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would sever any spiritual ties with this person moving forward. This person clearly has a, I often use the vampiric word, but this is more of a codependent-like energy, almost dependent on your energy, whether it's negative or positive, whether it's to, you know, get you upset, to get you to sort of perform or not to perform. But there's definitely an unhealthy connection there that has developed, and you need to sever that. Now, there's a part of you that has a, and I'm not sure you know this, you're a natural healer, particularly as it relates to your hands. So you've got to be very, very careful about who you get involved with emotionally, spiritually, physically. And I'm not just talking about your relationships, but even in the workplace, even in your religious environment. People seek you out for that energy, and they're not always conscious of it. But it becomes a drain on you and your ability to sort of move forward. But you're being tested by way of your love and relationship house, if you will. And there are certain aspects of this connection that you've seen before. And I'm giving you sort of, you know, the necessary markers to put things together. You're clearly being called to a ministry. And I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but when I use the word ministry, I don't mean Christian, I don't mean Islamic. But you're definitely called to ministry. So that puts you in a position of vulnerability. All ministers, all healers, all Orisha priests, all Babalawos are put in a position of vulnerability by way of other people's energy. So you need to take that time to be clear. And when I say clear, I don't mean mentally clear. I mean clear in terms of the energy that you're picking up from people. There are times you need to pull back and pull away. Let the calls go to voicemail. Take a day off. You know, create a sacred space right there in your home environment where you can recharge and reconnect. But it's going to require you then moving forward in a very different way than you have in the past. And there's a part of you that's tender, hearted. So you're quick to sort of second guess yourself by trying to be fair. And that's a conflict that many spiritualists have, because you've got to learn to hear that voice. And once you trust that voice, it's not a matter of fairness anymore. I heard spirit clearly, and that's what I'm going to act on. I know it doesn't make sense to you. It may not even make sense to me right now. But I've got to move in accordance with spirit. That's the place that you're being carried to right now, because you're in touch with spirit. And I believe you know that, but I don't think you realize to what depth. And you would hear them much clearer if you were more aware of the toxicity factor with some of the people that are around you, because that within itself
would keep
that. I'm sorry.
I said I'm learning.
That within itself can cost you your blessing. Now, sometimes I fall back on the Bible because I know that. And there's a scripture there that says something about feeding your pearls to swine. That's an offense to God when we do that. But there's a very commercial, European, New Age kind of thing out there that says, oh, well, you've got a gift. You're supposed to give it away, especially when it's black people. You're supposed to expose yourself to everything. You know what I'm saying? Even though they don't expose themselves to everything. So you've got to pull back a little bit. People are going to accuse you, and you've heard these words before, being a little stuck up, or being a little elitist, or being a little reserved to yourself. That's not a bad thing when you're operating within the realm of spirit.
Okay.
As long as you don't let ego get in the way, you're fine.
I agree.
So
that's why I was led to call you today. No, I was led to call, I've been trying to get back to hear the show. I hadn't heard the show like in the last week and a half, and so I was like trying to get to you last week, and I missed you. My clock said it was time, and then
I'm back on now. I'm trying to do it every day. I'm only doing it 30 minutes right now because I am working on a movie project right now. But somewhere between now and the end of the month, I'm going to go back to the two-hour format. But I'll definitely be here for you. And always feel free to contact me on Facebook if you need me.
Yeah, I just added you on Facebook. And because I was like, I got to make sure. Because you had kept coming back to me, and I was like, okay, I need to, you know, like you said, not second-guess myself and hear that voice and act upon it. And that's what I was told today, to call you, because I felt that about the energy. I felt like this person, so I did cut this person off, but like you said, it's that emotional spiritual tie. And so just today I just said I just bought some bags to bag up the rest of the things and just toss them in the garbage and not even.
And now go through
the damage
and clean
done.
Your house. Yeah, and clean your house physically, but also spiritually. You know, burn some incense, some sage up in there, some frankincense and myrrh. Wipe everything down in ammonia, and clean your house. What part of the country are you in? Is it warm?
I'm in the Midwest, so today it's kind of cold.
The reason I ask is because it's good when you do this, particularly towards the end, to open the front door or the back door, or front window or back window, and if you got to, turn the heat up a little bit. And pray that energy away from you and reinvite peace and Holy Spirit into your space.
Yeah.
And please get
back
with me, because
I'm
going
to follow with
you,
because I don't want to take up all your time, but I really was trying to call you for another thing a while back. You just made me think about something. I did what you said. Like, I lay down one night and I said, you know, Spirit, I need you to take this connection from this individual from me, and I found myself being like shaken and like to the point where like I had like an out of body experience where I couldn't move, couldn't talk, and I saw myself getting up to try to tell people like something's wrong, and I couldn't. So we'll talk about that maybe another time, and I don't want to hold your lines up, but
oh, you're fine. We're actually off the air now. We can be heard in archives. But the live show ended about 2 minutes ago, so you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. But I definitely want you to get back with me, not just about that, but also about your confronting your gifts, because you can't run from this. You're not.
Yeah.
And it's going to sabotage every relationship and connection that you have until you honor it. You've heard church folks say God is a jealous God, and if they called you to do something, you have to do it. But once you surrender to that, you're going to find everything else, love and relationships, finances, even your housing situation, all of that is going to smooth right out.
Excellent. I'm excited. I'm expecting that. I'm receiving that, because that's what I'm doing right. Yeah. And like I said, I just know that I had to get, even now I feel a little lighter because that's my biggest, and I think, too, the shame of the exposure that I've had as a result of this person, that kind of has me off-wired. Even though I know I got the message that said, you don't have to be with this individual, you can move on, I still, you know, have that. Then, like I said, the last couple of weeks, I've been like, oh, no, ain't no way.
You know, that's the trick of the devil. God, even especially African gods, don't deal in shame.
Yeah.
Now they deal in not being obedient. Okay.
Yeah.
But now you know. Yeah. Now you know. You know what you're dealing with. You clearly just listened to you have made the right decisions to move forward. So karmically, you're in the right lane. You're in the right lane right now.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow. Like I said, I just added you on Facebook earlier this morning. You said my name. I don't know why I'm saying my name. Because if somebody listens to the phone, I want to know who I am. But
But
my initials are, when you see the person, my initials are M-E.
No. Don't say that. Just send me a private message on Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, just go on Facebook right now, go to my page, and send me a private message.
Okay.
And then I'll know who you are. Yeah.
Okay, man. All right. Thank
I'm
you again. And
you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Like I said, I had to call you because I was led to. I was like, gee, I got to do it today. He's out.
Yes, indeed. All is
all
a
right,
blessing.
Continue. Thank you.
Right,
continue peace and blessings upon you.
You as well. Multiply. And, of course, I diverted from my topic today. And, you know, that happens, and that's what happens when you operate with spirit. She needed me to be here today, and I needed to be here for her today. So we will pick up the Got Show topic on tomorrow. Block Talk Radio going to cut me off in a matter of seconds here. So I appreciate each and every one of you. And until tomorrow, remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it's all just an illusion and a test. Beloved shame is an illusion and a test. But ultimately, the greatest mystery of life is that all is a blessing and is working in your good right now in this moment. Until tomorrow, Odabo.
Amen. 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 Thank you. about